So the minhag of this yeshiva is to have your get-togethers in the Sephardic Bet Midrash. Last year, the past couple of years, it was right across the hall. Change of location, but it's still the same room. And it's a big kavod for us, you know, to host this, and you know, to make this a part of what goes on here on a regular basis. It's a very special thing, and you know, you're doing us more of the favor than we're doing to you. So a lot of hakarat tov that we all have for you guys. I hope you guys come back again and do this regularly. I'm being very, very serious. So we're approaching Yom HaDin. We're approaching one of the holiest days of the year, Rosh Hashanah. But there's a lead up. There's a lead up to this day that you don't really find by the other Yom Tovim. And please excuse my miftah. I'm gonna be flip flopping, trying to speak Ashkenazit, but you know, my natural miftah might come out every time, every now and then. There's a build up. There is a month long build up to this day. Shchodesh Elul, the yeshivas Elul, special month in YU. It's the beginning of the fall semester. I'm just joking, but it's Elul. It's a month, it's intense, it's special, it's unique, special focus that we all put in. Chazal tell us that 40 days before Yom Kippur, from Rosh Chodesh Elul already, this time comes and is mamshich until Yom Kippur itself. Where does this all come from? The Medrash tells us that after the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim and sacrificed, gave up of his own, just to go and to achieve forgiveness on behalf of Am Yisrael. And he went to go and do that, and he begged, and he begged, and he begged, and finally, 40 days later, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him those words, Salachti Kidvarecha. And since then, these days, these 40 days have been elevated, have been transformed into days of Slicha, days of Mechila, but days of opportunity. Days in which we're able to achieve more than what we're able to achieve the entire year. In terms of Kapara, in terms of Kirat Elokim. It's a time of tshuva. It's a month, one entire month that's devoted to tshuva, self-introspection. It's a time to sit back and to think about yourself, think about your actions, think about your traits. Tikkun Amidot. Tshuva is the centerpiece of this month. And tshuva is all about connecting, or really reconnecting. Tshuva means to return. Returning means or implies that you're once at a certain place and have now been separated, and you'd like to return. That's what tshuva means. That means that you were once connected and are now disconnected and want to reconnect. Tshuva is all about reconnecting. Reconnecting with Hashem. Reconnecting with your true self. And tshuva allows us for the awareness. For the awareness that Hashem is standing with us. It brings us closer, reconnects us, and allows us to be aware, be more and more aware that Hashem is standing side by side to us. So this leads us to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is all about Malchus. Malchus means what? Crowning Hashem over the entire world and over our lives. Those are nice and fancy terms. Crowning Hashem, being Mamlech Hashem, but Lamaisa, what does that mean? Lamaisa, that means that you reach the space where you understand and you acknowledge and you feel that Hashem is standing side by side at every moment in time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible, and everything is attributed to Him. Whatever happens in the world, whatever happens in my life. And the Gemara tells us, Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefanai Malchiot, right? Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofrot. So we have in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have those three concepts, those three topics that are brought up: Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofrot. Malchiot, the Gemara says, Kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, so that you shall crown me on you, to crown me over you, to acknowledge that I am the king of the world, the king of your lives. That's the Ikar of the day. Ikar of the day is Malchus. One of the reasons as to why we blow the shofar, 10 reasons brought down. One of the reasons is because that's how they anointed a king. Anointed a king by blowing the shofar. We're anointing Hashem as the king over us and over the world. Rionson Eipschitz has a beautiful pshat. He says that the Aseret Yimei Tshuva is keneged the Aseret HaDibrot. 10 and 10. Right? In Machshava, we like matching numbers. 7 years of Shemitah, 7 days of the week, so on and so forth. 10 and 10. 10 ma'amarot, Aseret HaDibrot, Aseret Yimei Tshuva. And he says it comes out that the first and second of the Aseret HaDibrot are keneged the first and second day of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, which is the first and second day of Rosh Hashanah. So the first of the Aseret HaDibrot is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. There's no better expression of Malchus than that. The second one, Lo Yeh Elokecha Elohim Achirim, don't have any other God. It's the same message, using different words. Hashem is the master of the world. Second day of Rosh Hashanah. Same thing. That's why Rosh Hashanah is unique, more unique than any other Yomim Tovim, in that what? It's Kedusha Achat. It's Kiyoma Arichta. Because they're both one and the same. Anochi and Lo Yeh. It's the same. It's all about Malchus. It's all about acknowledging Hashem is the rule of the world. So how to go about this day, Lamaisa? You know, us Sfaradim, we like talking Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa, let's be practical. Let's get practical. How should I go about my Rosh Hashanah? Considering this. So, the two main approaches in Machshava also spills over to Halacha of how to approach Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, you have the thought that it's Yom Adin, the Day of Judgment. All of mankind's going to be judged today. I'm going to be judged today for the rest of the year. My livelihood, for life and for death. How can you crack a smile? How can you crack a joke knowing that so much is at stake? To view the situation, like Chazal tell us, Kecherev chada munachat al tzavaro shel adam. There's a very sharp sword that is placed against my neck. If I move in the wrong way, if I say the wrong things, I'm done. I have to behave today. It's scary. It's intimidating. It's always around this time of the year that, you know, unfortunately, things happen. And you always have that guy or that rabbi who gets up and says, last Rosh Hashanah, it was decreed that this guy would die. That this guy would fall ill. I'll crack a joke. Last Rosh Hashanah, it was decreed that Aaron Rodgers would be out for the season on that one play. Not funny, I guess. Room filled with Jet fans, I get it. It's scary. It's all decreed on this day. Yeah, things could be changed. Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. The more into Pnimiut you are, there's an extension. It's like a tag, like taxes, an extension. Hoshana Rabbah, Chanukah. It's always an extension, another extension, another extension. But the idea is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. Scary. Should be trembling. But that's all an expression of Malchut. Hashem is the king of the world and Hashem decides our fate. Therefore, I'm scared. Untana Tokef Kedushat Hayom says, Uvo Tinase Malchutecha. On this day, your Malchut is going to be lifted. It's going to be acknowledged by all. And that whole passage is a very scary one, Untana Tokef. There is, however, another approach, another way to view this day, which is not contradictory, just a different way to climb up the same mountain. And it appears in the Torah. The Torah brings down, he quotes a midrash. The Torah says, I'll read it to you, how to carry oneself in this day, but more specifically, leading up to this day. Erev Rosh Hashanah, he says, Sheminhago shel olam, the way of the world is Adam sheyesh lo din, person who is going to be judged for life and for death, lovesh shchorim, umitatef shchorim, umigadel zekano, vein chotech tzipornav, he lets his hair go out, his nails go out, he's wearing black, lefi she'eno yodea ech yetzedino, he's uncertain, he doesn't know what's going to be, calls his family, he tells them, I love you, here's the will. Aval Yisrael einan kein. He says, however, Am Yisrael is not like that. He says, Lovshim levanim, umitatfim levanim, meaning is to wear white, umigalchim zekanam, they shave, they trim, mechatchim tziporneim, clip their nails, ochlim, shotim, eat, drink, smechim, there's no fasting on Rosh Hashanah, you have a nice meal, basar, yain, you get together with the family. Why? Yes, they are going to be judged. Of course we're going to be judged. However, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us. It's not just some judge. We know the judge. They say in Hebrew, we have protexia. We know someone. He's the one who's judging us. And therefore, there's no greater expression of happiness than knowing that the judge who's going to decide your fate for the upcoming year is someone that you're very close to. Meaning to say that the concept of malchut, of crowning Hashem over your life, does not lead you to fear, it does not lead you to anxiety, it brings you to a level of happiness and confidence. It's an expression of malchut, being expressed in a different way. The Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Lo Yielecha, that Rav Yonason Eibchus is talking about, the acknowledgement that Hashem is the ruler of the world is bringing a person to a level of peace, a level of serenity. Being Mamlech Hashem means that at every moment in life, you're acknowledging that Hashem is standing right next to you side by side, no matter what's happening. Let's take this a step further. And perhaps this could be a practical takeaway, not only for Hashanah, but for life. The Gemara tells us, actually today's Daf and Daf Yomi, for all the Daf Yomi followers, Gemara tells us, Rama Rishim ben Levi, who's a world famous Daf today, says, Yitzro shel Adam, mitgaber alav b'chol yom umvakish hamito. A person's Yetzer Hara gets up and strengthens himself to defeat and to overpower a person every single day, wanting to kill him. Shenemar, so it goes on, tell us a pasuk. Then it says, V'ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Einu Yacholo. And if not for Hashem's assistance, you don't stand a chance. So it comes out, think about it for a second. One on one. You versus the Yetzer Hara. No chance. That's what comes out. You have zero chance, the Gemara tells us. If not for Hashem piping in, acting as your tag team, helping you out a little bit, you do not stand a chance. Let's zoom out for a second. What does that mean? That means that whenever a Yetzer Hara jumps on you, he ambushes you, whenever a person is experiencing a nisayon, a challenge, the Yetzer Hara is overpowering him, the temptations are heating up, they're getting stronger and stronger, to the point where you don't feel like you could overcome it. Right then and there, Hashem steps in and says, I'm here to help you. What that means is that at every single nisayon that a person experiences, Hashem is standing right next to him. And that thought alone is a very calming and soothing one. To know that you are not alone when you're facing your challenges. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Hashem is standing there with you at your challenges. Every single one of them. because he knows that you don't stand a chance. In a way, this is also an expression of Malchus. Malchus means you understand and acknowledge that Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is ruling over the entire world and is super involved in your life. Not only in the good times, but even during your deepest challenges and struggles. Unbelievable. That's tshuva. Tshuva is returning that awareness to yourself. And that's malchut. Brings us to a difference of opinion in the poskim, whether or not one should be crying on Rosh Hashanah. Is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? So the Gra famously says that it's absolutely asur to cry. Absolutely asur to cry. It's a happy day. One should not be crying at all. On the other hand, the Ari HaKadosh says that if you cannot shed a tear on Rosh Hashanah, then something's wrong with you. Then you have some sort of pegam in your neshama, he says. And the poskim grapple with this difference of opinion. We don't like to make such holy achronim disagree with each other. And I saw in Chazon Avadia, Rav Avadia Yosef, he says, no, they're not arguing, not disagreeing. The Gra says, that's sort of cry, because a person should not be crying out of anxiety and out of fear. It's not why you should be crying. If that's the cause of your crying, asur. It's not a day, it's not appropriate. Ah, Yom Adin? Nope. Not the approach. Ah, the Arizal says you should cry, you have to cry. It's talking about crying out of dvekus. When crying, when these feelings are aroused within a person, these feelings of dvekus, these feelings of malchus, these feelings of tshuva, jump on a person on Rosh Hashanah and those tears start coming down. Nofil alav dima, it just falls upon you. Start crying. Because you feel so connected. Feel so emotional. There's no greater thing than that. And fakir, the opposite, the Arizal says something's wrong with you if you don't get there. If you don't reach that level. And we're all there. It's all available and accessible to us. There's a story that I read about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, about someone who came to him and said, I feel like I'm a hypocrite. He said, why? He said, because I feel, how can I go and daven on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yamim Noraim, how can I go and daven there if I know the rest of the year I'm not gonna be connected, I'm gonna be disconnected. I feel like I'm a hypocrite, that I'm going on putting on a show on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then I'm going to go back to my old self during the rest of the year. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, this clever mind said, you are a hypocrite, but in the opposite direction. He said that your true self is a person who davens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's your true self. How can you go back throughout the rest of the year and not daven and not feel connected? That's not who you really are. You really are a person who is connected. So we all have it within us. This concept of malchus, this concept of connecting, is all within us. It's all attainable. So Hashem, we should be zoche to be mekayim galei kvod malchutcha aleinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask Hashem, galei kvod malchutcha aleinu. Hashem, please reveal the honor of your malchut on us. That we should feel it. Should feel you with us. You say in Kedusha, Ve'enenu tirenu malchutecha, that our eyes should see, should experience, should feel your malchus in our lives. You say at the end of Yedid Nefesh, Higalena, Fros chavivi alai sukat shlomecha, Higalena, reveal yourself to us. It's not easy these days, not easy. We're blinded. There's so many layers that are blinding us, that are covering us, that are preventing us from feeling true malchus. So Hashem, we should all be zoche to feel true malchus, to experience it, to be mekayim true malchus in our lives, in the world should all be zoche to shana tova mutuka, should all be zoche to a happy year, a healthy year, a year filled with osher ve'osher, with parnasa and refuah shlema to everyone who needs it. We should all be zoche ledin together. Thank you guys so much for listening.